It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie.
Jamie is high on life right now.
I've had so much coffee. You know why? Because I went to Bucko's.
Yay, Bucko's.
You said, I love Bucko's. And I said, let me get you some Bucko's. And then they were like, they're so lovely there. They have the best. I will say, I love coffee carts, but Bucko's has the best customer service.
They do. They've been trying to recruit my daughter forever. Yeah. We tried to get them to open one on campus up at UAF a few months ago. And then our former foster child worked at Bucko's up until...
They're just
weeks ago.
Positive.
Yeah.
And she was like, what else can I make you? There are so many positive coffee. I go to Sunrise all the time. I really am enjoying Mocha Dan's on the way into town. They're also lovely. But Bucko's sometimes is just so over the top that you need it, and they just are so happy. So
Adderall?
Yeah.
Is that the happy pill?
Doesn't that bring you down? Is Adderall bring you down?
I don't take anything. I'm dumb when it comes to pharmaceuticals.
I hope you don't take that for just recreational fun. this show's taking a turn.
Okay.
And in real estate. Okay.
In real estate news.
Do we have something that we're...
Yeah, these headphones are awful, by the way. Okay. Yes, we do.
Good ones. Those are your good ones.
It's actually the adapter.
Oh, okay.
And this console I'm looking at, which is made of wood from the 1980s. Yeah. Sorry, Glenn, this thing is ratchet.
It's very vintage.
So the Borough Quarterly Economic Report just came out.
Okay.
And so we do, and this is for the first quarter, of course, which is okay. It's something to go off of. But it's nice to look at to see the Borough collects information from us, from you know, us being realtors, from brokers, from Craigslist, from whoever they're getting their information from. I think they source and notate it at the bottom of the report if you guys go on to the Borough website and take a look at it. But it's always good to take a look at what they're seeing borough-wide for – this could be for sales. It could be for what apartments are renting for. Yeah. So I think once every 3 months I got to whip this out and take a look. So here we go.
All right.
So I'm trying to get to the right page. Bear with me. In case you guys want me to go through employment, probably not.
That'd be a different show.
Okay, so housing. So first thing is we'll start with apartment/multiplex vacancy rates.
Okay.
And if you're listening to the show, this might not be what your vacancy rate is for your own place that you have that you're renting out, or your 100 apartments that you have that you're renting out, or if you're a professional listening to this, maybe your brokerage might not be seeing the same results. But they do a pretty wide swath of properties that they take a look at to see what their vacancy rates are. So, I'm sorry, they don't have December 2024. I apologize. I was expecting to see a number in there and I don't. So in March of 2024, they were at about, they'd be in the borough, 12%, June vacancy rates, June 7.5%, September 9.5%.
Yeah. I would think that they are low.
Yeah. And they're always higher here than what we commonly see and what we educate our
clients on. I would think that there's got to be some vacancy out there just because I think that there are some, no offense to anybody that is a landlord, but I think there's some apartments and some places that people don't want to live if they don't have to live.
And there are some that are doing it out there on their own, which just like sales, they are not, you need to get it out to the most amount of people to command the quickest and most amount of money.
Right.
And so, some people are just kind of lazier about it and don't do that much with it. And then lastly, that some people are incorrectly pricing. And I've seen rentals underpriced, overpriced.
Right.
So that could also lead to a higher vacancy rate if they're overpricing their properties.
Yep.
We experience in our office, and this, I mean, we've been doing it 18 years, about 5% all the way down to 0%. So we just rarely, even in the tougher years, it was, I don't think we saw much higher than 5%. So anyway, fun facts. So moving on. So it's just the trend. I don't know which way we're going to trend right now. There's, like you said, Jamie, there's a shortage. There's always been a shortage. We just, our stuff doesn't sit on the market too long. So new structures. This is, I don't know if you remember, we had former mayor, borough mayor Ward on. Mm-hmm. And he came on. We're trying to figure out the new construction, and of course we don't do permitting, so it's kind of hard to look at new housing starts or new structure starts without permitting. So it's kind of hard to say what's going on in Fairbanks. But the city of Fairbanks, somehow they have in 2024 they had 5 single families, 0 cabins, 12 multifamily for a total of 17 new build starts. City of North Pole had 3 single families, 0 cabins, 6 multifamily for a total of 9. And the balance of the borough, city's not included, 2024, they had 50 single families, 26 cabins, 14 multifamilies for a total of 90. And then all in all, new construction would be 58 single family, 26 cabins, 32 for a total of 116. So I think they're getting it from, it looks like, it is not saying where they're getting their information from. So I'm going to have to go to the borough and find that out. I'm not exactly sure where they're getting that information from.
Yeah.
Strange. Okay, so rental housing units available. Okay, again, we're going to go towards the end of 2024. This is almost a year old data.
Yeah.
But I don't know that's significantly changed. You know,
I don't think so. Just talking about our numbers are still pretty similar. I just don't think we have enough influx to really change the numbers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Even with rentals, I don't see that there. I mean, even when I look at vacancies, because we, like when we would report vacancies at the university, some of those things would be vacancies because they're offline. You know, we have to take them offline to.
And does your vacancies include graduate stuff?
Yep,
for
everything.
For professors,
If you would take, I mean, you might break them. You might break them apart from the family housing units to staff and faculty units to single dorms. But again, you have to also include units that are offline because of renovation. So
that's true.
You know, if we have to take them offline.
I remember a few years ago, Jimco was up there. When my daughter was in, what are the kind of more graduate people door? Not graduate, but
Wickersham.
No. They're kind of nice, really nice dorms on the top of the hill, on the right hand side. Anyway, they were. I remember seeing.
Scarlin Hall, and then Bartlett just got renovated.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have to take units offline. I mean, same with everything. I mean, if you're owning a multiplex, you're going to eventually take a couple units offline. The worst of the worst is what, you know, when finally somebody moves out and you need to replace flooring, you need to replace maybe a bathroom, or if they've had extensive leaking or whatever, you want to get in there and finally replace the damage and fix those things so that unit would show a vacancy. But I just don't see the numbers really drastically changing. I think if things were that big of a deal here, then I think that they would get their numbers more frequently, to be honest.
True. So I don't, so it's August. They're putting out the quarterly report for the first quarter, January, February, March, and I'm looking in for December data of 2024. It's not in here. So unfortunately, I'm a little surprised I'm not going to be able to share that information.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie.
But it's really September.
So if I give this information, so I'm just going to throw this all out because I'll be looking at September last year when I really want to be looking at September of this year.
Yeah.
So I could tell you what the changes are in the average rents. I could tell you the average number of properties in the market, the vacancy rates, but it's not updated. So I'm going to move on.
Okay.
So we'll just call it, instead of making a show of it, we're just going to call it fun facts.
Okay.
But I know you have something back up for us to talk about.
Yeah. So really, I mean, we're hitting fall weather. I mean, I think we went from the end of summer and all of a sudden all the leaves are 100% on the ground. So I think we need to prep people to start thinking about prepping your home for fall weather. I think that's always a refresher. I think there's some things that we want to talk about, some things that we want to hit on. The biggest thing, again, since I'm currently dealing with this, is checking your home for any kind of leaks. So I always want to bring up window seals.
So where are you having leaks at?
Well, ours right now, we thought it was coming from our sliding glass door, but we think it might be the siding of the house, that it might be slipping under a piece of the siding. So We're going to rip that apart tonight. I always love some good demo. We went to Lowe's two nights ago and got some tools. I don't know. They looked very, very volatile, these tools. I mean, it was like, they look like trim. You could, I mean, they're not used for what we're using them for. I think they're the trim pullers, but I was like, yeah, give me that. Whenever I'm told that I can destroy anything, I'm always down for destruction. So, but with that, I mean, again, I'm sad that we have this, but I'm always glad that it's not bigger than it could be, because realistically, since it's on our main floor, we still have a basement, so it could have come through the basement.
Wait, so I'm not clear. What are your symptoms?
Water is cut. So we fixed what we thought was wrong, which we thought it was coming through the. So our floor was soaked when we pulled the carpet up and the trim. There was the, you know where the, I don't know what it's called, but you know how the nails,
you tack it down.
Yep, the tack strips were all soaked. So they just completely disintegrated. I believe that this has been going on, or I'm sorry, my husband believes that this has been going on for quite some time. This isn't a recent leak. So when they pulled some things apart, they thought it was coming from the door seals. So maybe coming in through the back, you know, deck door.
Mm-hmm.
So we replaced all of that. We tightened and glued everything that needed to be glued around that area. They applied some other things. Again, I wasn't part of that process. That wasn't anything that
It wasn't demo,
yeah,
so you were out.
It was no demo, so I was like, eh, you're fixing things. This seems boring. So they did that, and then we sprayed a high-pressured hose all over. So we soaked all of that to see if water was coming in, and it made it 7 minutes, and then all of a sudden water came in underneath and into the living room again. So it might be coming in, because again, I mean, that's the only way we can test, is thinking that the rainwater from storms and stuff is bringing something in. So, but it didn't come in through the door like it did the first time through the seal. It came in, I think, underneath something else. So I videotaped everything because I was watching. So I just videotaped it and then sent it to my husband and his friend and said, okay, there you go, fix it. Go to Lowe's. Seems to be Lowe's or Home Depot. Seems to solve all your problems with a credit card. So, but because of that, that's when we went around and we checked all the seals. Since we were already playing with seals, we went and checked all the seals on our windows. And then we realized our door seal on our front door, that needs to be replaced. So we pulled that and we got the new seal. So we need to put that in. And then we went into the garage and saw that there was a little bit of light in the under the garage door seal. So we just started making our list of the things we wanted to replace before
winter.
Yes.
'Tis the season.
Yes.
For
so,
sure.
Again, if you don't know how to do that, you can always make a list and you can call somebody to replace those things for you. Or you can watch a YouTube video. I'm always big on that if you want to try some home improvement stuff yourself. But the seals are always a great thing to check because of heat loss and making sure that things close appropriately. And then we also called a roofer to bring a roof person out to look at the lifespan of our roof and just make sure that we were good for winter and that if we needed to do anything, that they could give us insight into our roof. So 3 to 5 years is what they gave us on the life expectancy of the roof, said things looked really, really good, but they took photographs of things, documented things that we could do right now for our roof. So that's just one thing that's, you know, sometimes just bringing in a company that you're maybe going to work with in the future, they really can give you some things to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, they looked at our chimney, told us to get some caulking or some molding around the chimney. We had some dead moss up there that we didn't see because we didn't go.
We just did ours last month.
Yep. And so just to remove all the dead moss, again, just reiterated that it gets under the shingles and that it can really cause a lot of destruction even when it's dead.
We, and just kind of a tangent, but not really a tangent, but sort of a tangent. We just redid all of our gutter sloping.
Yeah.
Because they were somehow, I don't know if the people that did them put them flat, but at least one of them wasn't really, didn't really have. So anyway, just we're down and redid those. It's just seasonal things I'm thinking of getting ready for even next spring. But right now, I mean, we're having, I don't know about your house, but we're having torrential rains at my house.
Yes.
It's been ludicrous. And so having our gutters appropriate has been a blessing for our basement.
Yes, we did this. We did the same thing. So while the guy was up there checking out our roof, luckily we know him. He's amazing. He cleaned out our back gutter for us just because it was so high up, because it was completely clogged, but told us some things we were missing for our gutter, like why it was getting the way it was, why it was clogging up, some things we needed to go buy at Lowe's or Home Depot. He said, go pick this up, took some pictures, so he showed us exactly what we needed. And so we immediately went and did that. So that fixed that problem for us. But it, I mean, what came out was, A, it was disgusting.
Yeah,
but,
black goo up, yeah.
Yes, but it was really causing a lot of water to come over. And then our water was just not, or, you know, the gutters weren't doing what the gutters were supposed to do. So it's just, I think it's the little stuff sometimes you don't think about. But it didn't take a lot. I think it was only like a $7 fix of what we needed to do to fix that.
And so, amazing, huh?
Yeah. And so, again, I mean, I've already invested in a very expensive ladder to get up to the height we need to get up to. But just things to think about. So the gutters are always great. And then ensuring that you're water drains actually away from the house. A lot of people want things. I mean, the drains are not pretty, you know.
I'm just spending thousands of dollars right now. If you go to my house, there's an excavator. There's a bulldozer. I mean, we have some heavy equipment sitting there for a lot of the dirt work we're doing. And we've found as we're pulling earth, you know, pulling dirt away, we're also finding organics. And then in the organics, we're finding root systems and all that stuff is just going away. And so, yeah, we're actually making the house, the ground slip away like we're supposed to.
Yes. So it's just things to, I mean, if you can, you know, it's, it will save, I think, a lot of money in the long run. We were having a lot of, I've seen a lot of houses that have a lot of splash up because they don't put the extended gutter on. They just have the short one, or they want it to look prettier than it is. And again, I mean, I get it. It's not a, I mean, we have the extended hose that goes out into our lawn.
We just buried ours.
Yes. And I think if you can do that 100%, it's awesome. But if you can't, and you, you know, if you already have it exposed or whatever, then just leave it exposed, but put the extender so that it goes out far enough that it's not draining back toward any of your foundation. So make sure that you're checking that stuff. Also think about, you know, your water fountains, your hoses are not water fountains.
Water fountains. Water features.
Your water features.
Like Bellagio.
Yes. If you have that. Your faucets, your hose connections, checking all of those.
Your hoses.
Yep. And making sure nothing is leaking. Because again, sometimes we, it's, you know, we stop planting, so we don't check the features that we have. And so things can start leaking, or we don't think about putting that away for the winter time because we just leave it. So that can be something that can freeze up. I think, I don't remember who in our office, somebody in our office told us that they left the hose and it got into an apartment and it flooded.
That was Tony.
Was it? Yeah. And so, I mean, it's just stuff that you don't, I mean, yes, we would never want that to happen to anybody, but it's the weird stuff that can happen, especially here. And I think, you know, I mean, growing up in Alaska, you and I both know it can go from 40 above to 40 below in a day. I mean, just hours. And so
I think it was Unalaska yesterday. Went from some sort of crazy 60, 70, 80 above to snowstorms, winter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Juneau the other day was, like 2 days ago, was 80 above.
Right.
And we were 40.
Yes. So it just can go so crazy that you just don't think about, you know, the stuff that you're leaving out, that it can freeze and that, you know, it can break and crack. And then all of a sudden you just have a bigger issue on your hands. Cleaning up the vegetation, that's going to be covered in snow soon. So if you want to get your leaves or trimming dead branches, specifically after that windstorm we had.
We lost a tree.
Yes. We had a friend that got a tree through their shed.
The next door neighbor had a tree go down too.
Yep.
So we had one go across the road.
Yes. So this summer we actually had little dirt works. We identified as many trees as we could while they were there and had them take down some trees. So that's just something really important. If you can take down some trees safely, of course, we don't need anybody to be wild and be like, oh, on the show we heard just take down some crazy trees. But think about the trees that you can take down or identify, start going around. And maybe bring some people in.
Yeah, a chainsaw. Yeah. I mean, get those branches. I mean, because, again, winter's going to be approaching. Next thing you know, we're going to have an ice storm in November, and all your crap's going to come down. Yep. Pull your power down, pull your cable down. It's going to suck.
Yes. So is it time for a break?
Sure.
Is it, or am I just making that up?
I don't know. Yes, we can take a break. Hold on, folks. Jibber Jabber Jamie wants to take a break.
Jibber Jamie, stop it. I don't need another nickname. I swear.
All right, you guys. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And not Jibber Jammer Jimmy.
Oh, Lord. All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about prepping your house for fall, since it is fall in Alaska. And we're talking about, you know, cleaning up your lawn, so it's time to put away the lawnmower. Maybe you could get one more. I think it's too wet out.
No, we did ours. Grass hasn't, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it's not grown any. It looks perfect. The leaves are already down on it, and it's, good to go.
So clean up your lawn, put your lawnmower away, apply fertilizer. I don't know how to, like, pre-prep your lawn for next year, but do whatever your pre-lawn.
A lot of people fertilize in the fall before wintertime.
So think about that, and then just cleaning things up so that you're ready. So it's, you know, less things under the snow when the snow does happen to come. And then start thinking about getting your grill out or cleaning out your grill and fire pit.
You know what? I stored my lawnmower.
Yeah, you've already done.
At the bottom of my yard last year.
Of course
Where it stayed with the battery inside it.
Stop that. think about covering up and storing any outdoor furniture. It's almost time for that, if not now, to... I think it's just better when you don't have to trek through the snow to store it wherever it's going to get stored. Some people forget that under your deck is a great storage space if you have a deck. We utilize that space, but you know, a lot of people, like, I know when I show houses sometimes and they're thinking their sheds are going to be small or they're going to use their sheds as extra storage space. And then I'm like, you also have your deck space to put, like, your lawnmower.
Lawnmower. I put our – we have a thing to tow behind our – riding lawnmower, a little thing with fertilizer and for seeds. So put a couple of things like that.
Yes.
Don't put a ton down there, but But you certainly store stuff when we do.
Yes.
Most people do.
So just think about that, but making sure that it's, you know, safe from the elements so that it can be utilized again, or if you need a cover for that. There's different places, of course. Kirk and I love some Amazon. So if you're needing some different covers, or if you need to use tarps, I know Alaskans love a good tarp with some zip ties or some bungee cords. I feel like that's a good Alaskan staple that
I
you
have
need.
All of those, but yeah. Try not to use it crazy outside.
It's time to think about having your HVAC service.
More your HRV.
Yeah, and think about bringing somebody in if you haven't had somebody come look at that.
Have it balanced, cleaned.
Yep. Cleaned, the filters cleaned. Very few of us have an AC unit, but if you do, it might be time to have that looked at. I know specifically if you have not had your Toyo done over the summer and you do have Toyos, it is time to get your Toyo in before, unless you don't need it serviced. But I always suggest that you have your Toyo done before wintertime.
And there's quite a few people now out there that do it. It ebbs and flows over the last couple decades, but sometimes there's nobody that will do servicing, or it's hard to find somebody, or just very few, but there's plenty of people out there that can service them right now.
Yep, and I love that they're in both, I want to say they're in both locations, in Fairbanks and in North Pole, which is really, really nice.
There's a lot of, who's the place in College Road that sells lawnmowers and fireplaces, and they sell Toyos, and I'm pretty sure they service them, and there's a place on Badger Road, and there's just a lot of people that are qualified to service Toyos.
And, I mean, you can always call and ask if they're still servicing or when they can get you in. So I think, or if they recommend, I can't tell you how many places, if people tell me they can't get me in to do things, I say, who do you recommend then? Who else should I call and see if they give me a referral to somewhere else?
And we do all of our rental properties this time of the year, too, for having our boilers cleaned, tuned, and inspected. So we commonly have our guys that service them. We just set it up annually to get done every August or every September, and they just go through and clean. Because if you wait till October, November, December, then everybody's panicking and forgetting, and they get so booked up.
Right. And I think the same to jump on that bandwagon, looking at your fireplace, your chimneys, it's really great to have an inspection on that, to have somebody come over and clean that. And you know, there's nothing worse than that it doesn't work, or that it's smoking up your home, or that it's not going to function.
You're about to have your first fire. It'd be nice to know that it's safe to do that.
Yes, specifically if that's something that's a huge heat source for you. I mean, a lot of places have dual heat sources, but I think if it's something that you're going to utilize, it really is time to make your phone calls and get your servicing booked with the company that you're going to utilize.
Yeah, and so this goes for your fireplace. It could be for your boiler chimney. For us, it's our boiler chimney, and that's our wood stove chimney.
Yep.
So, quick side note. Yep. I know you're supposed to make sure you burn properly, blah, blah, blah. Have your little bucket. I don't know what you guys, if you guys burn, if you even have anything to burn, but we have a wood stove. And so we keep a metal bucket on the side that we got from Amazon.
Yeah.
But we save that. We have it, and... Yeah. I think once a year we have some sort of storm or something, ice storm, something where we pull that bucket of ash out, and it works so good for getting cars out of the driveway or for somebody who's stuck. Yeah, it's crazy.
Huh. It's weird. I didn't even think about that. Yep. That's cool. That's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
All right. So make sure you kind of have everything you need and that it's in good working order before winter. So sometimes I can't tell you, we always start our
snowblower.
Yeah, we always do. Because can I just tell you, this has been the weirdest year. So I started my motorcycle, battery dead. We started the side-by-side, battery dead. And like we have chargers on a lot of things.
You're talking about like the spring, summer?
Yeah, like...
Did you leave the batteries in them over winter?
No, we took everything out. Everything went on a charger. The battery was totally fried on my motorcycle. It was just.
You have a motorcycle?
I do. I have a motorcycle's license. I know. I'm cooler than you think, aren't I?
God, scary.
But I mean, just things that you think, like we tested it before we were going to take it because it was time for it to get its brand new tires and get it serviced and stuff before it went out on the road. But it's really, really
your
important.
Snowblower?
The motorcycle. It's really important. Like the snowblower, we always test the generator we pull out just because, again, like we just lost power during that windstorm. But we always test our stuff, especially because we're going to lose power during winter. We always do. So we always just test our stuff and make sure everything is working. I know this is going to seem silly, but we always go through and change out the batteries. I know I have a battery pack for flashlights and that kind of stuff, just in case we lose power. But it's time to think about, you know, just, I know it's prepping for fall, but it's just things, I kind of do everything at once so that I don't have to think about it again. So it's not like I'm like, oh, in a few months I'll get to the flashlights, or in a few months I'll get to the generator, or I'll do that. I just do it all at once.
Okay. We got to wrap things up. Jamie, if anybody's listening and wants to go on a motorcycle ride with you, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh my gosh, they should so call me at 907-378-2400, even if they don't want to go for a motorcycle ride with me, even though I did amazing with Cherokee Riders, so I'm a very good driver.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Take care, everybody. Have a happy Saturday, and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.